Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we meet with an icon of hospitality as depicted in Sangam literary work Purananooru 381, penned for the leader Karumbanoor Kilan by the poet Purathinai Nannaganar. Set in the category of Padamthinai or praise, the verse reveals the promise rendered by this patron to his supplicants. Oonum oonum munayin inidu yena palin peidavum pagin kondavum alavubu kalandu mellidu parugi virunduruthu aatri irundenamaga சென்மோ பெரும எம் விளவுடை நாட்டு என யாம் தன் அரியுனமாக தான் பெரிது அன்பு உடமையின் எம் பிரிவு அஞ்சி துணறியது கொலாவாகி பழம் ஊழ்த்து பயம் பகிர்வு அறியா மயங்கு அருள் முதுபாள் பெயல் பெய்தன்ன செல்வத்து ஆங்கன் ஈயா மன்னர் புறங்கடை தோன்றி சிதா அர்வல்வின் சிதற்புற தடாரி ஊன் சுகிர் வளர்ந்த தென்கண் ஒற்றி விரல் விசை தவிர்க்கும் மரளையில் பாணியின் இளம்படு அகற்றில் யாவது புலம்பொடு தெருமரல் உயக்கமும் தீர்க்குவெம் அதனால் இருநிலம் கூலம் பார கோடை வருமழை முழக்கு இசைக்கு ஓடிய பின்றை சேயையாயினும் இவனையாயினும் இதற்கொன்று அறிஞை வாழியோ கிணைவ சிறுநனி ஒரு வழிபடர்க என்றோனே எந்தை ஒளிவள் அருவி வேங்கட நாடன் ஒருவரும் சிறுவரும் உள்மாறு உய்க்கும் அறத்துறை அம்பியின் மான மரப்பு என்று இருங்கோள் ஈரா பூட்கை Karumbanooran Kadal Magani. A long song sketching the hope a leader's words instill in the hearts of artists seeking his patronage. The poet's words to this leader can be translated as follows. When we felt we had enough of the flesh and rice, we were given delicacies made with milk and jaggery in the right proportion. Drinking this delight that rendered gentleness, we relished our feast and stayed there relaxed. Then, when we announced to him, "Shall we take leave, O Lord, and go to our land in this time of festivities?" Because of his great love, fearing our separation, he said, "Imagine a place where, even though they are hanging in huge clusters, the fruits are useless and impossible to eat because they are found tangled with dense vines filled with thorns. Akin to rains pouring down in such a place would be your songs, in impeccable tunes as you beat on the clear eyes of your tadari drums, surrounded by pieces of dried meat with frayed straps and worn out sides, standing at the gates of the wealthy palaces of kings who lack generosity. How can your suffering be ended thus? But I shall end your earning and poverty. And so, when the huge land all around is barren in that harsh time of summer, when the sweet sounds of rain clouds are heard no more, whether you are far away or nearby, remember these words. May you live long, O drummer. Think a little and come this way. My lord who spoke these words is the ruler of the region of Vengadam, filled with resounding waterfalls. He is like a raft near a stream which takes across everyone, whether they are young or old, ceaselessly between the shores without saying no. A man with unswerving determination and principles, the loving son of the great leader of Karumbanoor. Let's delve into the details. The poet starts by telling us of a curious state that he and his group found themselves in when they had so much of meat and rice that they started disliking the thought of having any more. In most verses, we see how supplicants dream about and celebrate this offering of meat and rice. This is to say, this patron had given them those preferred foods to their heart's content that they couldn't have even a bite more. However, as it's often said, there's always place left for dessert. The poet adds, after that main food, they turn their attention to foodstuffs made of milk and jaggery in a perfect blend. as they drank that, a gentleness spread through them, says the poet. Such was their relaxed state at the leader's place, the poet details. After days of this rich hospitality, it was time for the poet to leave to his hometown as the festivities were starting there. When the poet and his group informed this to the leader is much saddened by the separation. With affection, he turns to them and asks them to think of that place that they may have seen in their travels. A dryland's domain where although fruits hang in huge clusters, no one is able to pluck them because they are entangled thickly in thorny vines. He tells them just as how futile it is for the rains to pour in that place, so is their act of singing and drumming at the gates of kings who never give to others. Saying that, he promises them that he would always render to them and asks them to think of him wherever they may be, when the land around is barren, in the harsh summer, and return to his abode. The poet declares that these were the kind words of the ruler of the region of Vengadam, renowned for its waterfalls, and symbolizes him as a tireless raft that discriminates not and always takes everyone across the shores without ever refusing. Such a man of principles is the son of the great leader of Karumbanur, the poet concludes. This leader seems to be someone who not only cares about the present state of his supplicants, but also extends his kindness to their future. Words that no doubt symbolize hope in the hearts of these traveling artisans. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.